And welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. It's series 35. My goodness, it's been a long old journey to get here since November 2020, but here we are at series 35, which I'm very excited about, which means I must have recorded over, I don't know, is that 500 episodes? Somebody do the maths for me on that, please. 35 times 15. Is 350 plus 175 is 400 and 500. Yes, that's not all of them were 15 episodes, of course. Some of the early ones were less than that, but yeah, that's 500 episodes, isn't it? Wowzer. Thank you for walking with me, dear poddies. Really appreciate it. Welcome to series 35. We're going to be talking about nature this series, and I'm going to be encouraging every poddy to send me a voice note to tell me what they can see directly in front of them as they walk. So not just the people who normally very kindly send voice notes, but everybody, so that we can get a real picture of the nature that everyone's walking around where you are. Welcome to Walk the Pod. Couple of pups in the park this afternoon, very very excitable pups barking, running after balls and things. I want to start by telling you what I can see directly in front of me. What is the nature that I am walking around? Well, it's very interesting actually. Lots of catkins on the floor. Catkins are sort of imagine a caterpillar that isn't alive, sort of looks like that, but these ones are depositing a load of sort of neon green powder on the floor underneath them, so the pavement, well, the tarmac in the park is sort of scudded with neon green powder, and these catkins all over the trees, of course, as well. They'll be falling down later. What kind of tree does that mean it is? I'm not sure. Somebody more horticulturally gifted than me will have to tell me. A few pigeons fluttering about, one tot in the play space. Just generally actually feels a bit quiet at the moment. Work is quiet, the park is quiet, and I suppose not actively moving house, having moved house is probably contributing to the feeling of quiet, like I'm not quite as rushing around as I was a few weeks ago. Thank you for walking with me during February, where I was moving from one house to another house, and I am now in, which is great, living with Sam, Mother Superior of Cats, and the two cats, which is delightful. And generally enjoying getting settled in to that and unpacking boxes. If you unpack one box a day, that's good, isn't it? That's enough. You don't have to do more than that. It'll eventually get done. And I guess if you get to a point where you're not unpacking the boxes, maybe you don't need what's in the boxes. I mean, that's also possible. So, yeah, it's a sort of oasis of quiet right now after a very, very busy February. So maybe March is going to be nice and quiet. We can just keep our voices down, keep our heads down, have a lovely, lovely time. And maybe at some point this month, some more beautiful days will be with us. At the moment, it's absolutely freezing. Not quite sure what's going on with the weather at the moment, but having a cold snap in the UK. So here's the thing. I would like to invite you to send me a voice note wherever you are. Don't just think to yourself, oh, I'm not going to do that. Other people will do that. No, I would like you to please send me a voice note as well. Walkthepod.com. Press the button, mark message. Leave me 59 seconds of your beautiful voice. If that isn't working for you, you can WhatsApp me a message. And if you don't have my number, you're going to have to direct message me on Instagram or something to ask for it. @walkthepod on Instagram. And or if you already have my number, you can send me a longer message, because the walkthepod.com address will only allow you 59 seconds of your beautiful voice. And if you prefer to send me a written note about what you can see directly in front of you and the nature that you're walking in, email rach@rachelwheely.com, please. Thank you. My dad's been having a lovely time recently, playing with ChatGPT and other AI models, building his own and so on. And one of my former colleagues at Virgin Radio, Gareth, who started his own podcast production company, wrote to me the other day with, "Can ChatGPT write your podcast episode?" Well, I would just like to say unequivocally that this podcast episode was not written by an AI. It was actually made up by me on the spot as I walked around a small park behind the hospital in southwest London. Can you tell? I mean, I don't know how evident it is that no planning whatsoever goes into these episodes. But look, here's the thing. These episodes are a reminder for you to get away from your desk at lunchtime for just 10 minutes, pay attention to what's directly in front of you, and benefit from the mental and physical health improvements that can be brought by spending a little bit of time in nature. A recent study promoted by the BBC said that just 11 minutes of exercise a day can be hugely beneficial for your the length of your life and your general cardiovascular health and so on. And hey, that's exactly what I'm advocating. I'm saying take 10 minutes away from your desk. So apparently that's all you need. You don't need to jog or swim or cycle or do Fosby flops or be an international handball expert or any of that. You don't have to be a super, super duper exercise person at all. Just 11 minutes walking a day with your Trundle app on, perhaps, is enough to give you a long and happy and healthy life. So that's reassuring, isn't it? Very, very reassuring indeed. If you don't know about Trundle, it's a lovely app that you can use for your walking. It will track your walk, it will tell you how many kilometres you've done, and blow me down if it won't also donate money to charity for every kilometre that you have walked, which is pretty stunning, I have to say. Supreme cross-border selector Nige at the end of last series was asking, okay, but how does that work? I don't really understand. Well, essentially, Trundle is partnering with organisations who will sponsor many people walking simultaneously. So everybody at the moment is walking on one of Trundle's Trundle Go walks, and at the end of it, Trundle themselves and their partners will donate money to charity for all the kilometres walked. So it's a slightly different model to "I'm doing a walk, please will you sponsor me." It's more like "I'm doing a walk and I'm automatically sponsored by the companies who are supporting Trundle that month." So it's really easy. Super, super easy, potties. If you are in the UK, you can get the Trundle app on the App Store. If you're not in the UK, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, but it is coming. They have big plans to expand the app to other areas of the globe. So bear with, potties. Bear with. A new pup in the park, a French, possibly English bulldog. It's a small brown dog, potties. I don't know what it is. It's got an orange collar, it's chasing a purple ball, it's having a great day. Little pups always have a great day. If they've got a ball to chase, doesn't matter whether it's snowing, raining, bright sunshine, they're perfectly happy. Thank you for walking with me, dear potties. It's been a delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime. Hope you're having a lovely day wherever you are. And don't forget to send me a voice note talking about what you can see around you, what you can see directly in front of you, the nature that you're walking in. And I will put it in the podcast, this series, and I'd like to paint a bit of a picture of what everybody can see as they walk. And whether that nature lifts you up at lunchtime, it certainly lifts me up. It's just something else to look at, isn't it, rather than a screen for yet another hour. So that's the choice I think I'm offering you is, choose to spend an hour looking at catkins on the floor and the neon green powder they leave behind them, rather than another hour staring at a blinking cursor. There's got to be the better choice. Got to be a good choice, hasn't it, potties, really? If you think about it. I'll be back with episode 2 tomorrow. So I hope you find some voice notes when I wake up in the morning. Walkthepod.com. press the button mark message, leave me 59 seconds of your beautiful voice. And if you'd like to join the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club like Hillary did over the weekend, thank you, Hillary, for joining. Hugely appreciate it. You can go to patreon.com/Rachel Wheely. I'm trying to build a virtual walking club, a community of walkers all over the world who will walk with me at lunchtime. I have 13 so far and I would love you to join them. So head over to patreon.com/Rachel Wheely if you'd like to check out the tiers of support. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. And I cannot wait to bring you episode 2 tomorrow.